This is the Pacific Audit Committee, and it's open session beginning at 9:40. I'm calling us to order. And we do have an agenda for tonight. Let's see. And it's a fairly short one, but you never know how these things can, you know, go on. Adriana, Madam Secretary, would you kindly call the roll?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Grace Saturn.
Here.
Adriana Casnave is here. Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Aimee Gomez. Aimee.
I guess Jamie's is not back yet, I guess.
Okay. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Ken Lauper.
Here.
Adrian Laviolette. Terrine Roberts.
Present.
Eileen Rosen.
I'm here.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Harold Travis.
Here.
Maskida Washington.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Great. I guess Jamie isn't back yet. All right. Do we have timekeepers? This meeting was scheduled to be 1 hour. I didn't put minutes in the agenda, but can I have a timekeeper? A volunteer, please.
I'll do it, Eileen. Elaine.
Elaine, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Just, you know, keep a general eye on things.
Okay.
All right. Well, shall I read? Do I need to read the agenda before we approve it?
Yes, Madam. I need to add something to the agenda.
Okay. Go ahead. What is it?
You can read the agenda first and then ask if it's any objections and then.
Okay. Following the approval of the agenda, we have a few little updates from me on audit and finance-related things. The next point is to define new or next tasks for the audit committee. And then we just have action items and any other new business and selecting our next meeting date. So what was that you wanted to add, Adriana?
The approval of the minutes.
We have minutes from an open session? Okay.
Yes, I have the minutes from May 14, 2018.
From May 14th. Okay, good. So let's make that, let's put that right after the approval of the agenda. And is that it? Anything else? Okay. So can we move to approve this agenda?
So moved.
Okay. Any objections? None heard? This agenda is approved. Okay. Let me make a note here. All right. I just had a few little updates that I wanted to share with you all. First of all, that I communicated, for people who are listening, who might be listening in, we did select a new audit firm in our last meeting, I guess, and the PNB did approve it. It is Rogers and Company, and they're located in Vienna, Virginia. And, we had a lot of criteria. We did a lot of reviewing and calls and reference getting and, you know, made our decision that way. They are the least expensive of the proposals, but, you know, that doesn't seem to have any implications for the quality we expect from them. So my news is that I did inform all of the other firms that, you know, they were going with someone else. And, you know, everyone was gracious. The other news is just that I then connected the auditors, Rogers, Scott Mitchell of Rogers and Company. I connected him with the NIDA people, our new finance area, with the ED, Tom, and with Doug Regalia, because they need to consult with our previous auditor. So everybody is now in touch with everyone else. I believe that Scott was going to talk to someone from NIDA that very day, which might have been Friday or Thursday. I haven't followed up yet, but I will. So I think everyone's connected that needs to be connected. The one thing I want to do is to make sure that we are on it to get a document out to the California Attorney General to make sure that – well, are you interrupting me for a reason?
Yes, Madam Chair, may I? The point of information, didn't we put like...
Oh, I forgot to...
agenda, the approval of minutes.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. I added it in. I immediately forgot it. I'm just about done, so why don't I just finish this? Anyway, I think you've gotten the point. I guess I'm done. Lost my train of thought. All right. Do we all have copies of those minutes, Madam Secretary? You must have sent them a long time ago.
Madam Chair, I resend it. After your agenda, I resend it to everybody.
Okay. I see it now. Let's have a quick look. Oh, there's a lot here. I don't know. I have not had time to actually review this, so we might want to put this approval off to our next meeting. Has anybody else reviewed the, what are these, May 14th minutes?
This is Serene.
Can we move? Yes, Serene.
I reviewed them a while ago. I did not find anything major.
Okay.
So I would suggest we approve it, and if people do get a chance to review it and want to make a correction, they can do so at the next meeting.
Okay, that seems fine to me, as long as it's not, it doesn't become a permanently closed subject. I would agree to that. Then would you like to move that we approve the minutes? All right. Any objections?
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Go ahead, Adriana. Adriana.
Yes. If anybody has any correction, they can mail it to me. And, you know, that's the normal way to do it.
Any corrections? Send to Gianna. Okay. All right. We're done with, I guess, those 2 points of the agenda. So we are now on define new and next tasks for the audit committee. I'm not sure what those would be. Does anybody else want to leave that, Serene?
No. On your report, or well, let me ask a question.
Okay, what is it?
Do we know that the and you might have said this at the very beginning of the report. I'm sorry, my background was not here then. But
okay.
Has the retainer? What's the term I'm looking for?
Down payment.
Retainer.
Has the yeah, whatever it is, the authorizing letter that says, yeah, we're hiring you.
Oh, right. I need to follow up on that because to Nancy with a copy to me, and I haven't read it yet. Nancy is away, but I was going to see if she would, I mean, she could still sign it wherever she is and scan it and send it back. So let me make that a task. Engagement letter. Do other people want to see that? I can share it with you in case, you know.
Yes, Madam Chair.
I follow up with Nancy. Okay. Let me find that and send it to everyone. I was taking a little vacation from the audit committee last week. So, okay. I will do that later tomorrow.
Sorry, that's not allowed.
I'm sorry?
I said that's not allowed.
It's not?
That was a joke, I think.
Yes, humor.
Oh, the vacation. I thought you were saying it's not allowed for me to send the engagement letter to me. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, dock my pay then, all right? All right.
We'll cut it in half.
Okay, all right. All right. If I, never mind. Okay, let's, what else?
And just another question on the same. Do we have a firm start date yet, or is that something they're working out with
no.
the people?
That sounds like a good, another good thing for me to follow up on with the various people involved. I guess, I know that Nita visited PFW, and I believe they visited BAI. They were supposed to go up there on Wednesday. Did any of you go in and meet them?
I did not, but I do know that they were at the station.
Okay, because, you know, Nita getting its act together in a general way has to happen before, you know, we can do much more. Scott said that once he got the engagement letter, he would be sending his list of requests for documents. So I'll definitely follow up on this tomorrow. What else? Yeah, so firm start date, I think we would need more information from Nita. So I'll stay in touch with them as well. In touch with them to send this out. Okay. But I do feel kind of happy that they are talking to each other because, you know, it just gives you a feeling that something might actually move very soon. All right. What else?
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I think that something that should be important for us, for the audit committee, is to be sure that we know because, you know, the management letter, we cannot talk in the open session, but we can talk about not the specific, but yes, the management letter. I think that will be up to this committee to be sure that we know that the recommendation from the auditors since 2014 are being implemented. We need to have that certainty because that makes a huge difference at the end with the report of the whatever auditors we do have. And I think that it's up to us to be sure that it's being followed up, that the recommendations are really there. And I think that that will be a good task for us to follow up, to complete and follow up.
Well, yes, I agree with that. Why did you say 2014 and not 2016?
Because you heard that in open and closed session, I asked directly the 2016 auditors. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the option with 2015 because I wasn't in the audit committee and they didn't allow me to ask those questions in the PMB when they approved the FY 2015. But I asked that question, and they answered no. I mean, they didn't
witness or know for sure that those deficiencies and weaknesses were solved. You know?
Right.
We know that.
Okay.
I asked that question and nobody follow up on that. That's why I think that it's important, because it's our foundation. We have the responsibility to be sure that things are enacted the way that should be.
Okay, let me just make a note here. I believe the auditors are planning to visit all the offices. So that'll be different from the other auditors. I know at least, you know, it won't be hard for them to visit PFW and BAI, since they're here on the East Coast. And they do have somebody in Los Angeles. I'm not sure if they will draft that person into visiting the California offices, nor do I know what their plan is right now to visit Houston, but, you know, we'll find out. So I think that that would give them the chance to look into those. I want to say they're sort of smaller details or very like specificities that were in the 2014 management letter. The 2016, I would say, is sort of has more, it has some specificities, but also some more broad areas that need to be corrected. So, yeah, I think it'll be great if they, you know, if this is their first year with us, maybe that'll give them enough to be able to not have to travel so much in future years. We'll see. Okay, we need to, let me finish writing this. We hope the deficiencies have all been addressed. Okay, got it. You know, and I'll just keep talking to them to find out what's going on. I think somebody was going to speak. I heard a peep. How was somebody? No peeps? Yeah, I think it's hard for us to know what our tasks are going to be until we have a better idea of starting dates and scheduling and how everybody's going to work together. And also, you know, I'm hoping Mita will be able to tell us what shape all the different units are in, you know, in terms of being ready to start the audits. So I'll work on that. I'm pretty sure that the woman, Anita, from NIDA, that she had, I think I understood that she had some other trip to California, and she was going to add on a day or two so she could visit with offices while she's out there. I don't know what that means for Houston, but we'll find out. Because again, you know, they are not part of our purview specifically, but obviously they have a strong connection to what we do need to look into. Working with the officers. Okay. So I'll follow up on these things. And then I think, you know, once we get a better idea of these dates and schedules, then we can see where we need to come in. Any other ideas out there? I guess not.
This is Elaine, Eileen.
Yes, Elaine, go ahead.
I think your plan sounds great to get us some type of direction and get us started and what we need to do to follow up and keep on top of it so we get this completed in a timely manner. With your agenda, do we have anything else we need to discuss now, or are we ready to set our meeting for next time?
I was going to say I haven't got anything else, and, you know, I think I've already I don't know if we have any other new business. Speak now or forever, et cetera.
I have
the action items. Yes, Serene. Serena's laughing before she tells us that she's going to tell us. I don't know. Should I be scared?
Weddings.
Sorry, what?
I said weddings are great. It's the marriage that's another thing. But anyway.
Okay, gotcha. So I've heard.
I guess in listening to the meetup people talk, there was somebody else besides Anita, but Anita seems to be the spokesperson.
Well, Anita is actually the director of Anita's business center. And I don't think she'll be working directly on our account after this. I think she's working to set it up. She had a woman with her named Karen Button. Maybe you heard Karen. And the email I saw about the communication between our auditor and Nita, there was a man named George involved there. Maybe he's the principal guy from Nita. I don't know yet. But we'll find out, I promise.
Right.
But were you going to say something else about that? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sort of doing an informational tour, trying to figure out who's who and what. And then I'm hoping they'll set up maybe two different point people, one who will be dealing with the finance committee, of which the CFO is a member, but also it should be a different person who would be dealing with us as the audit committee, since the CFO isn't normally a member of the audit committee. So I guess you will learn more in between your conversations with Tom and them about how that's going to work. Because I think maybe a lot of their work is they would be accustomed to dealing with an IEB, but at Pacifica, they're going to have to be dealing with committee more so perhaps than they're accustomed to in, I would say normal businesses, but, folks get offended when you use word like normal when you're talking about Pacifica.
It's all relative, Serene.
Very true.
They'll be working with business managers and general managers a lot, I think. The NIDA people.
Right, but the whole committee structure is very much a part of that whole. They're used to dealing with the management side, I'm saying. I don't know that their customary dealings are so heavily with governance people. That'll be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Yeah, for the financial people, I'm not sure. But I guess they will find out, and we will find out. Yeah. So did you say something about an informational tour?
Well, I mean, she's hit the two eastern stations, and she's in California.
Oh, you said she's, yeah, okay. No, I just didn't catch what you meant.
Well,
I know what I wanted to ask people. I almost did it for tonight, but then didn't. Would you like, should we invite our new auditors to come on a call with us just to say hello and, I don't know, tell us what his plan is?
Or of course.
Not necessary. I can invite him to our next open session.
This is Carol.
Yes, Carol?
I would say not yet. I mean, they're just getting to know what the substantive structure of what they actually have to audit. And I mean, I don't think many of us have the information on those things that they need to pay their attention to. And they gave us a really good price. Some people think they'll regret their price.
They may, but maybe not.
Want to burden them with a call that's where we, they don't have anything to tell us, and we don't have anything that's on their plate that we can tell them. So I would say, at least not yet, that's what I would say.
Adrian to the staff.
Okay, I think we have Adriana first, and then Adrian. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes.
Adriana.
Yes. I agree with Carol. We need to let these people settle first. And, you know, I know what they are facing, what the situation is, will be more productive for them and from us and for us.
Okay.
If after they assess the whatever they need to accomplish, then we can have a meeting and they can tell us what they face and what the plan is and all of that. But I agree with Carol. We should give them a little bit of a space to realize what they are doing. Thank you.
Okay. Adrian?
Yeah, I same thing. I concur with Carol, absolutely.
Okay. I was thinking, you know, I can tell Scott that, you know, we'll be happy to invite him. We will invite him once he, you know, gets his feet under him. But, you know, he's also welcome to join us sooner if he just wants to say hi. You know, we give him that option. But, yeah, he's on my time, in my time zone, so he might not really want to be making calls at 8:30 or 9:30, you know. So I'll just let him know, though, that we discussed that. Okay, that's good. All right. What else do we have?
Next meeting day?
Yeah. Should we just say in 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
Can we do it?
Go ahead. Yes?
I thought the idea to have a meeting on the 6th of August or the 14th of August, whichever what that was. I don't have the calendar, but I think Serene had a date.
She mentioned the 6th.
I don't see why we should meet unless we have something that we're really doing. And I don't think all the information will have been gathered that we need to gather vis-a-vis the pension plan yet. And so, you know, and many of us have many meetings here. And
right.
So I would say whatever the date Serene said would be great, so August.
August 6th.
Yes, that's in 3 weeks.
Monday, August 6th. And if not any meeting for that day on the calendar.
Okay, August 6th. And that'll be an open meeting at 8:30. And let's schedule the closed meeting for 9:30. We may not need it. Well, we may just continue the open meeting. But the open meeting first at 8:30.
Okay. I'm posting it right now.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. I think if nobody has anything else, I will be awaiting any inputs on the pension things like we talked about in the closed meeting, any of your questions, and I will follow up on the things we just discussed here on the engagement letter and getting Nancy to sign it, any dates and schedules from both the auditors and the NIDA people. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Eileen, this is Adrian.
Yes. Hi, Adrian.
So when I joined in on the closed session, that was closed and this one's open, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I was a little mixed up. Okay. All right.
Yeah. It just happened that way. Yeah, we're just trying to keep you awake, you know, make sure that you don't just sleepwalk through your meetings, you know? No, I'm just kidding around. Okay, that's all I've got. I think we can move to adjourn at 10:09.
Oh, Ken, I have a point of information.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, this is just a general question. Does the work of the audits, well, let's put it this way, do the audits have anything to do, or the completion of the audits have anything to do with our one day being able to apply for CPB money again?
Absolutely. Yes, they do. What I don't know is what the requirement is in terms of which audit do you need to have done in order to be able to ask for CPB money. I think CPB requests go, you know, way beyond that, but the NIDA people are very familiar with the CPB regulations and things. But I will ask them, like, what do we, you know, now that we have 2016 done, is there anything we can do, or do we need to finish 2017 before we can ask for anything? I'm sorry, somebody else piped up in there?
On that.
Okay, was that Carol? Yes, hi. Go ahead.
We have to be up to date on our audits, and we are not up to date yet.
No.
In March of next year, 2018 will be due. So we need to get 2017 and 2018 done between now and March.
Oh.
Well, I've also, can't remember now which person told me, but apparently you can get like a partial year of CPB money if you're late. So I'm wondering if that means that once we finish our 2017 audit, if we could get some money. Of course, there's some people who then say, with this administration, good luck getting any at all, but, you know, who knows. What were you going to say, Carol? Sorry.
They are
giving CPB money, but it's very different if you're already established and getting checks than if you have been stopped and you've got to be readmitted. They are very strict on lots of details and have many things they look at, which they don't bother to look at if you have complied and you're current. So.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's good to know. I can
Adriana?
Maybe I can ask Nita if they have any more wisdom for us on that. Let me see. Ask Nita. What else do you know? I think first Grace was on the stack, and then Adriana. Grace?
Yeah, the only thing I was going to say is that I just thought of this. I can't make a motion though, and that is that I believe that PNB meeting minutes are necessary for the audit, back minutes.
Yes.
And I think that we should urge the PNB to do something to get the 2015 and 2016 minutes that are missing.
Well, I think they got
created.
Most of them for. I think they got most of them from the 2016 audit, didn't they? I know the auditors requested them.
There's 18 minutes missing.
Right.
I'm sorry, 18?
Yes.
18 minutes.
There are missing minutes from, I believe, 2015 and 2016. And so those minutes should be created.
Okay.
It's a real deficiency.
Yeah. They may have existed, but been misfiled or, you know.
They never existed.
Why not? Weren't there secretaries? Okay, we don't have to go into it. As long as it's not a closed session type of thing.
The secretary did not submit minutes a number of meetings.
And the
PNB has not addressed that recently and dealt with it.
Who would have the list of minutes that we have and don't have?
Anybody can pull them off of KPFTX.
But that would be only the open minutes, right? Don't they need the closed minutes as well?
Madam Chair, please.
Excuse
me. Everybody stop talking. Stop talking. Carol is still talking.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Carol, finish what you're saying.
That list has been put together by a number of different people. So the list people want to see the list, I can get it from somebody and send it to this committee.
Yeah, get the most reliable, whatever is the most reliable list, and let's have a look, because then I can follow up with the current PNB secretary and, you know, stay on top of it. Okay, who else? I think I heard Adrian and Adriana. Both.
No,
you know.
First was Serene, and then was Adriana.
Ah. Okay, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I don't, I believe their interest will be in the minutes for the period they're doing the audit for, meaning we're doing FY17, which would be October 2017 through September 2017. Minutes which may be missing would have applied here's audit. And I do remember.
Excuse me, somebody, hang on a second. Somebody is breathing into their mouthpiece. Can you please move your nose away from your mouthpiece? Thank you. Seems to have stopped. Okay, go ahead, Serene. That they'd be more interested in 2017. Yeah.
I'm saying that I remember the folks from Regalia saying that they had listened to some of the meetings.
Right.
So I don't think they were talking. They were talking about 2017 minutes. I'm sorry, they're talking about minutes that for 20. They were talking about minutes for 2014 or 2015. I believe those issues are not currently pending and do not affect the current audit. So the PNB should do whatever the PNB is going to do, but I don't think we should conflate that with what has to be done on this committee.
No, but it's a good thing to remind people of. And in fact, you know, the auditors do look into what they call subsequent events. So they wanted minutes also of this committee through, I think, the end of the last calendar year, as well as of the PNB. So, you know, it's best to just have them, you know, just have them somewhere filed and stored where they can be accessed by, you know, the next secretary. That's a little problem, I think. Anyway.
No, I'm agreeing that whatever minutes are missing need to be provided. I'm
saying,
however, our interest right now is the fiscal year 17 audit.
Right.
As I understand it, and I don't believe those particular minutes that Carol is raising here at the end of this has anything to do with that.
Okay, that's possible. We'll find out when Rogers gives us their list of what they want. I think you're probably right. That would probably be going back too far.
This is Carol.
Are you done there, Serene?
I am.
Done? Okay, Adriana?
Yes. Yeah. We have more problems than the one that we are mentioning now. We have LSB meetings that are not being posted. We have LSBs that don't have the right information. We have open meetings that are not being posted. We have a bunch of problems, not only the minutes. And I agree absolutely that the minutes should be there. And KPCX.org is not necessarily what you should look at, because I can attest that during 2016, when we have the AG request of a bunch of information, I personally select a bunch of minutes, approved minutes, and put it there, and were supposed to be posted in the official website and never were posted. You can go to the official website of the Pacifica Foundation and see that some minutes are posted there without being approved. Some of them with ridiculous phrases like the man talking about an LSB member, the man with the white beard, instead of putting the name of that member. That is how is the state of how the foundation it is. The open meetings, we have an answer that we did in 2012 to the CPD, where the executive director and the chief financial officer told the CPD how we will act from there on. And a lot of those things are not being done. like the open meetings, addressing the open meetings. It's a bunch of information that is not there, you know. Then we know it's not just the audit. And it's true what Serene said, the audit talk about the minutes of the period that they are auditing.
Right.
In this case, it's 2017. But we need, in order to get back the CPV money, we need to comply with a bunch of things that we didn't do.
Okay. Is it possible for you or else somebody in the PNB to kind of take on the task of you know, making a list or, you know, organizing what these things are and then, you know, assigning people to fix it, fix them? Seems like something you might want to take up in the PNB. Or, yeah, because it's not really, if it's not for the audit, then it's not for the audit committee necessarily to request that it be done, right? But, Adriana, you might want to write something up for the PNB.
Madam Chair, I'm advocating for open meetings and following the rules.
Yeah.
Since a long
yeah,
time
but no,
ago.
You know what I mean. I mean, you're talking about certain kinds of housekeeping, and they're really internal systems that Pacifica needs to probably codify and then follow. You know, that's part of why we need.
We have it in writing, Madam Chair.
We wrote that to the
CPB, and we never follow up.
Okay.
No.
Would you have totally inconsistent?
Do you want me to send the answer of the foundation to the CPB?
I can send the file to the entire
audit committee, and you will see all that we promised and we are not doing.
Just out of curiosity, I'd be interested.
I will.
Okay.
It's a public document, and I will. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Or a link if it's on the website. Then
No. I can send just the,
okay.
The document great. Because we have it. Okay?
Alrighty. Great.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, that's that could be interesting if you're, you know, nerdy and like these things. All right. What else? I think we've got our meeting date. I think we almost adjourned but then stopped in the middle of adjourning. Right. Okay. Anything else before we do adjourn? It's been nice to see you all again after this prolonged absence.
I already posted the minutes for August 6th, Madam Chair, as you requested.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. I think I move that we adjourn this meeting, if I can move that.
So moved.
Any objections?
Yes, yeah, so moved. Moved.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll be in touch. Send me anything, and I'll send you things. And see you later.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks, Eileen. Thanks, Eileen.